This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Ephesus, Lost Love, and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture comes from Revelation 2, verses 2 through 6, and Luke 7, verses 36 through 50. I know your works, your toil, your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Yet, this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, who had invited him, saw this, said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus, answering, said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, Say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, You have judged rightly. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, Who is this, who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. In Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye, beset by the uncertainties swirling around his life and family, asks his wife, Do you love me? Goldie replies, Do I what? Look what I've been doing for you for the past 25 years. Love is best measured not by words, but by actions. The measure of God's love for us is His gift of Jesus, and Jesus' death for us is the ultimate demonstration. But why is our love for Jesus so important? Luke 7 shows the reason. Because Jesus had forgiven her many sins, the woman who washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair felt such overwhelming love for him that she had to demonstrate it somehow, even if it meant embarrassing herself in public. The Ephesians were more like Simon the Pharisee, respectable, doctrinally correct, but cold. Love for Jesus is the measure of our gratitude. Jesus was a realist. He knew that as time goes on, the love of many will grow cold. See Matthew 24. Often that's because the Christian life is hard and people drift away. But sometimes love grows cold because Christians get too caught up in church business. The Ephesian church was orthodox. It rejected heresies. It abhorred sinful behavior. But it had forgotten what grace feels like. It had slipped away from where it all begins, the love of Jesus, His merciful love for us, and our grateful love for Him. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.